Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of Jones and Mego on WEEI.
If Elliot Wolf truly thinks that the Patriots are a team that does not have to draft for need, or that the conversation about trading down and building the roster around the quarterback and having assets at other positions, he insinuated the conversation about this team not being ready to support a quarterback was beyond his capability of comprehending, then he needs to take a long, objective look at his roster, which was in possession of the worst offense in football. Yeah, the Carolina Panthers scored by a fractional amount less than the Patriots, but at least they had a first-round quarterback they were dealing with in his first year. The Patriots are still looking for that. They have to fill that spot. They have the worst offense in football, yet with a straight face, Elliot Wolf made the comment that they don't have to draft for need. Yes, you do. You have to draft a tackle. I don't care how good a core of four might project to be. They didn't do really anything on offense. They swapped out Ezekiel Elliott for Antonio Gibson. And that, to me, makes Elliot Wolf a little suspect in my eyes. He has a lot more to prove after that press conference to me, because if he was a part of the front office making the decisions, and it wasn't all on Bill to move on from Jacoby Myers and bring in Juju, that's a problem. Don't defend that roster.
Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, a little suspect of Elliot Wolf. It's a dangerous place to be if you're Robert Kraft.
You're suspect.
You're suspect. You're all suspect. What is that? Scoobal Hunting?
Yeah.
Retainer.
Sent my representative.
I just find that interesting. And remember, Elliot Wolf does not have a contract beyond the draft, call it. It's up soon. I don't know the exact day. And the draft is going to be instrumental in whether or not he retains the job. So I wouldn't want to be suspect if I were Elliot Wolf. I'd want to do what ownership wants. If you missed any of Tommy Curran, you can use the Odyssey app rewind feature there. Listen back to the full interview or any portion of the program. It's free. It's easy. AUDACY. Download it. Get it on your phone. Take it with you wherever you go. One text here, 37937. Just watch the video. Jones is right. That dude was 100% scared he was going to crap his pants.
This song is for him, by the way. I feel like busting loose.
I didn't pick up on that.
It's for whatever was inside his gut.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And I haven't sat down and go, excuse me, go.
Arcan, you know, some just come from deeper than others.
True. Some and come that, from your soul.
Yeah, no, that I'm telling you, that came from 2023. That did not come from the year 2024. That predates New Year's Eve 2023.
Something was like calcified in the corner of his intestines.
I'm telling you.
From back in like COVID.
It was prehistoric is what that was. That's all I know. That came from a deep, dark place. But let's brighten things up a little bit, shall we? On Fridays in Meg's Planning, we like to do a little bit of relationship advice, relationship roundtable, as we call it. Now, normally it's closer to 5:30, but we're out early because of the Red Sox today. So that means Meg's Planning is a little early.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg's Planning.
Meg's Planning.
So on Fridays, if you're just joining us for the first time in a long time, we like to offer love life advice. We call it the Relationship Roundtable. We all sit down here. I take questions from listeners on my Instagram, and we address them. Relationship Roundtable. It's just kind of our way of giving back.
Yeah. So helpful.
Yeah, it's appointment listening every Friday, yeah.
Okay, so should we just dive right in?
In.
Okay, some of these I'm going to like, I'm not going to use people's exact handles because they're a little sensitive.
Mm.
So I'm just going to call this person L.A. L.A. says, mother-in-law-to-be hates me. How do I vent to my fiance about how terrible her own mom is to me?
Ooh.
So his mother-in-law-to-be hates him, and he wants to be able to vent to his fiance like, your mom's being a witch to me.
Yeah, how do you do that?
My first inclination is, yeah, don't. You can't. This is not the person to vent to.
What, do you think you're special? Do you think you're the only person whose mother-in-law doesn't like them? Everybody, I mean, this is the way of the world, all right? You suck it up and you deal with it and you try and be polite
at
Thanksgiving. That's how
it
works.
Your mother-in-law doesn't like you?
My mother-in-law and I are fine, but I'm just saying, in general, it's a very common thing.
Doesn't it depend on how the relationship is between your significant other and their parents? Like,
that's a big part of
like,
it, too.
Like, you know, Kat's...
Is she real close with her mother?
Yeah, Kat's fine with taking venting about her parents.
She does
plenty of venting on her own about her parents. This is not an area that I really have to complain about.
But some people are a little more protective. A couple questions I would have would be, like, how far back does your history go?
Uh-huh.
Is it just that she still needs to warm up to you and she kind of gives you a tough time about your job or something like that? And you don't take it well? Or is it something that it goes back
where you've
been together for 7 years and she's seen some ups and downs and maybe some unflattering sides of you?
Got it. Well, did you ask?
No.
Okay. I didn't know if you got specifics from
him,
L.A.
Like, you need to be a little bit self-aware, reflect, and say, well, maybe it's on me to do a little bit of work to repair this relationship.
My advice is, in my experience, Kat lets it fly so it doesn't really matter about, you know, her mother, her father, her stepfather, her stepmother. Plenty of that is flying around. So I don't really need to have much of a filter there. Probably more so about like my sister-in-law or like her friends. I might need more of a filter there. So I would say the same thing about those individuals in her life. Yeah, what Arkan said, just jam it down. Just keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself, you know. Get drunk and you know, take it out on your buddies or something like that. Like, I don't know. But like, yeah, I wouldn't recommend, if she has a close relationship with her mother, ripping her mother before the wedding. Maybe wait on that one.
Here's one outlet you could find. If she has a sister who's married to someone,
mm-hmm.
maybe you go to that guy, your brother-in-law, and you're able to be like, this witch we got to deal with.
Just do what I do with all my feelings. Just jam it deep down, and when you get drunk, it'll leak out somewhere. I don't know. Like, you can only control it for so long.
Just like in that interview.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Trent Baalke was doing. Sure. So yeah, just jam down your feelings is what I would
recommend. That's where his emotions coming out. Okay, here's one from Captain. He wants to know, how long is too long before asking someone to marry me?
How long is too long?
Like,
how old are you?
Can you date someone? Well, he's a captain, so I'm going to guess he's at least a little progressed in age.
Oh, man. Is it Captain Von Trapp?
Wow, I'm blushing.
He did not wait long, did he? Look, he had like five marriages, that guy.
There's a ring, but there's only one ring.
Double-digit kids, just about. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but he had that big old house.
That's true. Big old house. Yes, I know. Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. I think the age is important. You didn't ask them their age?
No.
Okay.
I don't follow up. I just take these.
Well, why not?
Well, because I don't want to get in a whole back and forth with a stranger.
Don't you think age is important?
I think so. If you're in your
40s and you're dating for like a year, it's time. It's time to ask. You got to ask.
If you start dating someone when you're 15, you don't get married when you're 18.
Okay, but like,
unless you're in like South Carolina,
not in Massachusetts.
Either. Right, but like, but age is significant. If you're in your 20s, it doesn't matter how long you've been dating. I don't think if you're in your 20s, you'd be dating for like a decade. It doesn't matter.
I know, but some people who start dating when they're like 23 and get to 29 or 30, they get itchy.
Yeah, fine.
I've had friends like that.
30's the number.
Or like, I've put in the work.
Okay,
where's my ring?
If you're 29, you don't deserve a ring yet. I don't care how long you've been dating. It's not up to you. Once you hit 30, you can start being like, all right, it's time.
Why does it have to be 30?
Because that's the age.
Plenty of people get married in their 20s.
No, but I'm saying, but then you don't have the right to be like, when's he going to ask? Why are you taking so long? It's not too soon yet. The age is the important number. Once you hit 30, if you're dating for like 2 years in your 30s, 2 years? How long?
Yeah, 2 years. I don't know. I think 4 years is how long is too long? 5 years is too long. 4 years is the cutoff.
Age 40, you can't date for 5 years and then get married.
I'm saying, like, in general. Like, yeah if you're 40 or whatever, and then you got to move a little faster. But if you're talking about someone in their 20s or dating in their 30s, then, yeah, I think 4 years
is
too long.
What if it's a blended family situation? Like, what if you're marrying your cousin? No, you're both on your second, and you have kids from your previous marriage.
Yep.
So you're, like, waiting to blend the families, or you're trying to figure that kind of out.
Second
like,
marriage.
Like, there can be circumstances
second
like that.
Marriage could be different. That's fair. But, you know, neither one's been married before. Like, you know, if you're in your 40s, you can't be taking your time, I don't think. Right?
I don't think. Yeah, I just think I could see where...
How old was I when I proposed?
If you have, like, two kids and the other person has two kids, you're like, you know what, why don't we wait until this one's in high school, or if we have to move? Like, it can get a little complicated.
I think I was 30 when I proposed. Which means Kat had already been...
So that's just your expectation for everyone?
No, I'm saying, but Kat...
You turn 30 and propose to whoever you're with?
No, Kat had already been in her 30s, though. You know, Kat was 32. So I think if I have that math right. So, no, I mean, once she hit 30, she had every right to be like, when's this guy proposing to me? That's my... The woman age 30, wherever she is, that's the key.
Okay, to flip this on the other side, what is too fast?
Oh, before a year, but again,
yeah, under a year.
Now age matters, because I saw the Twitch chat say if you're over 35, it's not crazy to do it in a year. 35 still feels fast to do it in a year.
A year is fast.
What if you're in your 40s?
Still fast.
If you're in your 40s, just do whatever. But like,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you're in your 30s,
I think we should live together for a year.
We're in our 40s, we're basically, so that's fair.
Yeah.
Right. But what if you move right in together?
Then you know.
How fast?
If it works out for a year and you realize, okay, this is going
to
work.
How fast is too fast to move in together? Kat and I moved in right around a year. I remember thinking that was very fast. In retrospect,
how old were you?
I was, good question. What year was that? 2011. I was maybe 27, 20,
okay.
Something like that, late 20s.
Yeah, it's a little young. Like to be moving in after a year.
That felt fast, but I think in retrospect now I look at it and I'm like, that wasn't that weird. But at the time I was like, oh my God, this is real fast. We're moving in together. Then next thing I know, we were getting a dog.
I know people who moved in together after like 5 or 6 months.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really fast.
Okay. Interesting.
Me and Cindy moved in 3 years. We were engaged the year 4.
You moved in 3 years?
Yeah.
How old were you when you were dating?
How
old was she? Now, if she doesn't mind, how old was she when you were dating?
Really late 20s crossed the 30 threshold.
Got it.
Over the course of it. I was in my early 30s to my late 30s.
You proposed. She was about 40s. 30?
Just
early 30s?
Yeah, early 30s.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yep.
Okay, so did we come to a conclusion?
I think, no, not really. I think age... I think,
we just said a bunch of stuff.
No, I think age... No, but I need to know how old this person is.
We just made people feel very judged.
Send the follow-ups to Jones Instagram.
If this person's 25 years old, then she has no right to be like, what are you taking so long? Why are you dragging your feet to propose?
That's not nice. Someone said last night, Mego married Captain Morgan. I'm just getting over this hangover.
Then had an affair with Jack Daniels.
Whoa.
Hey.
I don't drink Jack Daniels. I don't like whiskey.
Oh, well, okay.
That is whiskey, right?
Yes, yeah. Mago,
okay.
Jack Daniels.
I don't drink whiskey at all. So I don't. I assumed it was, but I don't know if it's like.
I don't even know what that is.
No, I don't know if whiskey. It was bourbon.
Not young.
If it's bourbon.
Young, I've never even heard of whiskey.
Bourbon is whiskey.
Or if it's rye.
Those are all types of whiskey.
Are they all whiskeys? I don't know if it's like a rectangle is a square,
I drink light beers. You're asking the wrong guy. I drink light beers.
You don't know either.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I knew Jack Daniels was a whiskey. I'm not breaking everything down.
This isn't liquor roundtable. It's relationship roundtable.
You brought it up. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, here's the next one. This is from Josh. He says his ex made the changes. When your ex makes the changes you wanted them to make, but it's after breaking up, is it a red flag or try it again? So you break up with someone because maybe you're like, you're not focused on your career at all. You have no ambition.
Right.
And all of a sudden that person starts getting successful.
And then they want to get back with you.
Yeah. Then is that a red flag, or do you buy that there's a real change there?
See, now I think I would just assume that I have incredible powers and I would want to try those out on other people is what I would like to try out. I'd be
you're
like,
just
oh,
walking
wow.
around trying to fix everybody.
Yeah, this person wants to be with me so badly that they're willing to just tear up their life and try to fix everything. Let me see how my powers work on other people. That's an incredible power if I had that.
Have you ever been in that situation, Arcan?
No. No, I haven't. But I think that once you break up with someone because of like their behavior,
yeah.
Being like, well, if you change your behavior, I'll get back with you. That's never works, you know? Like, I don't think that's something that can
yeah, it feels
even
red
feel
flag.
Good about.
It feels
yeah.
more red flag than like, ooh, this person really wants to be with me. They're fixing everything.
What if it's kind of like maybe a natural maturity thing?
It's kind of rude to put that out there in the first place, by the way, that you need to fix X, Y, and Z.
Right.
I'm breaking
yeah.
up. It's really more of a red flag about you if we're really
gaming
this out.
Well, maybe it's not a demand. Maybe you're just saying, hey, we're in different places in your maturity.
You keep
and
bringing Captain
up.
Morgan and Johnny Walker and Strange Men into my
like
home.
Like, if I initiate a breakup, I'm not going to say I'm breaking up with you, but if you do this, this, and this, then maybe we can get back together.
Yeah, the red flag,
just, you know,
who asked this question again?
This is Josh.
Josh, the red flag is about you. You're the red flag.
Yeah, you're the red flag.
You're like listing demands.
Yes. Yeah, it's manipulative. I don't like that.
You're actually the red flag.
Well, but you don't know that. Sometimes people are like, why are you dumping me? Why doesn't this work? And you say,
it's not you, it's me.
Exactly.
Yeah. You give them a bunch of crap.
You don't
actually tell them what they need to
fix.
Oh,
you've never given somebody reasons?
No. I mean, when's the last time I broke up with somebody?
I had a reason given to me once. It was very mean.
What was it?
I was not girlfriend material. Isn't that so mean? This person started it with, I think you're a beautiful girl,
but
you're not girlfriend material.
Yeah.
Did he say what girlfriend material meant?
Well,
you don't know.
I was so upset. I called one of my guy friends and I was like, Brendan, this guy just said this to me. I'm like heartbroken. And he said, that's so weird. Your personality is so much better than your appearance.
Damn.
I'm on cough medicine.
It's a two-piece special right there.
No. And then I was just really confused.
Great friends.
I was really confused.
Can I just tell you?
I was like, am I ugly or am I dumb? Or is it all of the above?
I don't talk about any relationship stuff with any of my friends for this reason. When I get broken up with, I don't tell what anybody said to me. I don't tell them any of that because this is the exact reason why. That kind of advice, they're like, oh, no. You're totally wife material. You're just, you're not attractive.
It wasn't even wife material.
Or girlfriend material. Like, don't ask.
I really can't see myself hanging out with you on a regular basis.
Again, take it, process it, jam it down, pour some alcohol on top of it. That's how you deal with this kind of stuff. Don't talk to your friends about this. Family about this.
Do we have time for one more?
I'm unclear on exactly when we're getting out. Ryan, do we have time for one more?
Yeah, you start it.
Okay.
Or do you want to grab a call?
Yeah, we'll just pull the ripcord, whatever.
Calls.
Yeah, we'll just pull the ripcord if we can.
This is from Steve, and we've covered this area a little bit. He said, what do I do if I feel like I'm being led on and I'm worried it will never leave the friend zone?
Eject.
What do I do?
Eject.
So you think you're like being led on. You think there may still be a possibility, but you're worried you're being directed into the friend zone.
Yeah, if you think you're in the friend zone, you're in the friend zone. As somebody who's been friend zoned, if you even think you're in the vicinity of the friend zone, heading in the direction of the friend zone, trust me, you're in the friend zone.
He thinks that there's still a chance.
Yeah,
so
here's what you do. Listen, I'll tell you exactly what to do. You go out.
There's no way out of the friend zone.
You start asking other girls out and going on Tinder and doing all that and see how she responds. If she's bothered by that, you're not in the friend zone. If she doesn't care, then move on.
I think you talk about the date that you're going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you talk about the other girl that you're seeing.
You guys are wrong. It doesn't matter. If you think you're in the friend zone, you're already in the friend zone.
Right, but I'm saying that's how you know.
But you know. Once you, it's like when players say when they start thinking about like retirement, it's already too late. When you're thinking about the end, it's like your career's already over. If you're like, ooh, I wonder if I have another year in me. Same thing. The second you start thinking about the friend zone, you're in the friend zone. You're already there.
I do think sometimes girls put you in the friend zone, but then also have you as the break glass in emergency situation. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Megan. Fallback plan.
Yeah, the fallback plan.
I don't know. I'm not girlfriend material. So.
It's true. Forgot about that.
Still one of the meanest things anyone ever said to me.
You're not girlfriend material. No. You are girlfriend material. You're just,
someone else's.
Hey, you're just not attractive.
No. He said, no, you're ugly.
Anyway, that'll do it for us. Stay tuned. Rich Keefe gets you game ready for the Red Sox and the Pirates right here on your home for the Red Sox, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.